I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We know you can't listen to this show, entire show, all the time live, so WWO makes it easy for you when you want and how you want. You can listen to Sports Talk and all our time-shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Checking out the good old Twitter sphere, the NBA rumor mill that's still churning out. Brett Siegel, a national NBA writer and reporter for Clutch Points, just put out there about 20 minutes ago, the Lakers have had talks with the Phoenix Suns about a Nick Richardson trade. L.A. was a team listed by was having interest in Richards. Team has also called about potential Yves Missy and Robert Williams III trades with the Pelicans and Portland Trailblazers. Well, I can imagine that's an interesting phone call for Joe Dumars to feel, but I find it kind of hard that you think you'd be going and willing to wheel and deal one of your rising young bigs in the NBA right now.
No. Joe, hang up the phone. There is nothing, and I mean nothing,
that the Lakers have to offer, right?
Could give you that would be worth moving on from EBC. We just talked with multiple NBA reporters, including obviously Joel Myers and then also Will Guillory in the last hour. This is your starting center for next year.
Exactly.
Don't give the Lakers help. The Lakers put themselves in this position where they don't have a starting center. Congratulations, fellas. You got Jackson Hayes. How did that work out for you? He was unplayable in the postseason. J.J. Redick, who didn't have a big man to go up against Rudy Gobert, still couldn't throw Jackson Hayes out there because he stunk so bad. And now they're going to try and get the rising young talent and Yves Missi for what? What do they even have to trade?
Also, Charlie, seeing NBA insider Scoop B., he doesn't think the Pelicans are done yet. A wing and a veteran guard are on the way, sources say.
Now, I did see that much, and we'll see what happens there. But Steve, when you're talking about the core pieces of this team and the building blocks of the future, obviously the two rookie picks with the two lottery picks that they at least made, obviously you have Michael Peavy as well, but Derek Queen, Jeremiah Thiers, those are the two that your new front office has invested a lot of capital into. And then you have the stars that are already there with Trey Murphy, with Herb Jones, with Yves Missi. And you can argue about the Zion Williamson thing as well. But Missi's part of that conversation for the Pelicans' future. He just started playing basketball a few years ago.
Everybody was busy knocking the Pels last year for taking him.
Yeah, ridiculous rise from, you know, having not played basketball for most of his youth into being a really stellar athletic big man at Baylor, but that was seen as raw, into being just into the starting lineup for the Pelicans who desperately needed big man help. And Missi was a quality rotational player for them in his rookie campaign, and he's only expected to get better.
Two names that of all the ones that have been mentioned throughout, you know, teams showing interest in, I could see possibly Jose Alvarado,
sure,
or a Jordan Hawkins being moved for another piece.
And listen, if he can get a ridiculous package for him, similar to the Desmond Bane deal, Trey Murphy, you could talk me into that. You can't talk me into sending Yves Missi to the Lakers, because there's nothing the Lakers could give you in return that would be worth that. Because Missi is one of the core members of this young team that's been building their front court up from the ground up. I just wouldn't see it. I can't see it, Steve.
What do you think about the trade rumors or speculation that maybe the Lakers decide to move on and trade LeBron James? I don't think they can get a haul back that they want for him.
The issue is that he opted into his deal.
Yeah.
Steve, so it's like $52 million,
exactly,
and you have to be able to match that in trades. So it's, you have to find a team that has the salary to match with LeBron James as well. We'll see what ends up happening. From the buzz that I've been reading, it's very possible that he's not going to be on the Lakers. It's just a matter of finding the right spot for him to potentially compete for a championship and a team that's going to be willing to send out some pieces, because you're going to have to match that really big salary that he opted into.
That's the big problem for me, is those pieces that you have to give up in return for him. I mean, him moving on and chasing a championship somewhere else doesn't surprise me, but it's the return that the Lakers are going to need him in return.
If I'm Joe Dumars, I am hanging up the phone if Rob Pelinka comes calling about Yves Missi. I'm just not doing it. Sorry. Figure out your center issues yourself.
I'm all about Misi, and also I'm not taking calls on Herb Jones either. I'm sorry.
It's same thing with like Herb. If you can get a ridiculous overpay for him, you can listen to it. And I love Herb Jones. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing that the Lakers could give you. They've depleted their assets. They have nothing to trade for Eve Misi or Herb Jones. Sorry. It's just the situation that they're in.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.